I mean, it does seem fitting and also incredibly sad that his last column, this last column, would be about freedom of the press in the Arab world.
It's fitting, but it's in our time working together, especially in the last several weeks, he was very, again, he would come into the office. We had lunch a couple of weeks ago, and he was very adamant about wanting to do more in Arabic. He wanted to create a sort of, you know, International Herald Tribune for the Arab world, and I think that he wanted to be free. He just saw how journalism was being smashed around the Arab world, and so it was something that he's really pushing for, very pushy about. He wasn't a very pushy writer at all, but on this note, it was something that he was really passionate about, and to the point where he'd say, "Karen, I would do this for free. Just let me do this. I'll set up editors. I'll figure it out." And we were discussing even setting up some sort of newsletter, perhaps, that he could helm and take charge of. And so it is poetic, and it is fitting that this would be the last column that I would write from, edit for him.
Well, Karen Atiyah, I appreciate you joining us. Thank you.